Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome, everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Well, happy Friday, everybody. Happy Good Friday to all of you Christians out there that are celebrating the death of our Lord and Savior and soon to be the resurrection. So with that in mind, thank God for another day of being here, another year of celebrating his very big gift to us all. And I want to thank all of you that have brought our listener count up to 23,696 people. You guys have been pouring in. You have been involved. I've been getting much more requests and responses. And it's really touching our heart over here on the OTE team because we're really trying to make a difference out there, be it for Black awareness, community construction, parenting improvements, relationship advice. None of that is any less or any major for us. So with that being said, to Barry Mason, our consultant formerly of 98.7 KISS FM Radio in New York, currently with isoradio.com, you can hear Barry do his thing on Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m., again on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m., right there on the isoradio.com website. And when he's not doing that, he is gracing us with the best of live R&B events out in New York City as the CEO of that awesome company, Track One Entertainment. Barry, you do your thing because every single time you set something out there, we do not leave disappointed. You deliver nothing but the best, and that goes for who you are as a consultant, as a friend, too. To my team, Lady Diamond, Elaine Yeves, Monster Miles, DJ Domerica, that awesome DJ, Rodney Williams, and to, of course, our most active and wonderful and important panelists, Deacon Betty Williams, my co-host for the segment, formerly of New York, formerly a gang member and out there now showing the other side of the ropes and letting everybody know out there that it's not a good life. So, Deacon, without you, this couldn't be much of what it is, and I want to thank you. Before I get into thanking my social media groups, please let me thank five very important people who have become very intricate parts of this mission. Al-Tariq Atkins, Patrick Irvine, Stalo Jenkins, Professor Carlton Jones, and Hakeem Zayat Bey, all of you have come forth. I also want to say thank you to Tylon Washington, Darlene and Arlene, Cox Owens and Cox McGriff, the two twin sisters who are here every single time. They can be here to give us the best of insights. The other four, that five, six that I've just mentioned have been intricate and steady parts of panelist discussion. So thanking you all very much for all that you do. To our groups, On the Edge Listeners Lounge, to Black Love and Conversations, the Black Mamba Group, the Real World Black News and Discussions Group, Black History Suppressed, Capitalist, and, of course, the What About Us Group. Guys have been absolutely fantastic with helping me bridge the community gaps in your neighborhoods as well as contribute to the pre-broadcast discussion questions. Sorry, guys, that tonight we were not able to do that, but we're here on time. So tonight is our conclusion of the Wake Up series. This is Black Man, Wake Up, Wake Up conclusion. This is going to be putting you black men on the hot seat. Yet last time we were here, it was our ladies' turn to take the electric shocks. Tonight, everybody, we are going to be discussing it from ladies not being supported by our wonderful men and our wonderfulness not being celebrated as in the regal place that it belongs. So let's bring up a few things before I go into our pre-broadcast break, and it's this. We've got Alden Smith in the and the news. We've got DeSean Jackson that was cut from a team for so-called gang affiliations. We've got Obama being questioned by a real estate mogul about what his heritage is or what his ethnicity is so that they can spin an illegitimate presidency into the history of the United States. So here's the deal. Men, all of you outside of our community mean nothing to those people, but you have your women here carrying you through it and making sure that you feel like a king, regardless of what the world says. It is time for you to step up and do the same for us. It is time for you to stop letting white men, Spanish women, Spanish men, and all other races outside of our great race get a community establishment and become successful off our backs. So that is what we're going to be discussing, because I want to point out how doing so, or will that help us put yet another tool in our artillery against the white supremacy's mission to obliterate us as a race, or at least as a strong race? That's the question. So I'm going to go out. Actually, we're going to have two great songs this evening and before our commercials, and it's important. One of them is going to be Paul Robinson, who's known as PR, as So Tired, because black man, we need to wake up. All right? We're going to be followed by Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, and after that, a word from our sponsors. We will get this party started. Don't even worry about it. So just hang out with us. Here's PR Robinson with So Tired. Be back in just a few.
I ain't an activist, I'm just a man that's from America, but they still call him my African / American, but he should just be American. They say he white, but they don't call him European. They say I'm black when I fill out my application. My skin brown, I think somebody was mistaken. Why you need to know what my race is, you racist? What my skin color got to do with job placement? Shouldn't this be about skill? This shouldn't be how you feel about me, how I dress, if I pay my light bill. I can understand you wanting to know if I steal, but if I say no when I will, you shouldn't be in my grill, looking in my face, in my eyes, trying to see if I lie. Would you have taken my word for it if I would have wore a suit and tie? What if my skin was a little lighter, a little brighter, a little whiter, and I had a felony? Would you catch the case of Alzheimer's for me being who I am and you being who you are? We both know that my complexion does play a major part, and that's not fair to switch chairs. Let me see if you like what you do. Look down on you like you only stood 2'2". Don't even read your application. You white, I call you. See, that's what y'all do. Make my people feel not equal. This happens to the older generation. We the sequel. I know you think we slow. Look at my ancestors. I don't think so. We did so much for this country, but you still want more. First open heart surgery. Stop life. Uh-oh. The clock to see if I'm late or not. The mail you send it. Who made the box? The janitor that you look down on. Who you think made the mop? George Washington, Carver, Benjamin Banneker, all of us. No, it wouldn't be no Steve Jobs if it wasn't for Mark Dean, Charles Drew, Madam C.J. Walker, just to name a few. But y'all think that we dumb, cages sin like we some.
type of animals, barely feed us, cannibals. We feed off each other, we eat off each other. So what y'all do, devise a plan to bring down the brother, man. No 40 acres, just some crack and some heroin. No mules, some rules are meant to be broken. Like selling the drugs you put in the neighborhood, y'all must be joking. Of course they smoking, of course they shooting up, of course they think they worthless. To y'all that's picture perfect. Black man, wake up, this is a state of emergency, my brother tried to murder me. Black man, what's up, another one just got hit up, another one just got picked up.
Don't need to escalate. The On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there. You're listening to On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. If you heard the next song, you know what that's about. That's me saying farewell to a wonderful game of the last of the season. They didn't make the playoffs, but these guys are my boys, regardless, win, lose, or draw. And it looks like all the rumors about Melo going and, oh, he's going to drop them. Nope, he's staying. And it looks like we'll be getting a few more people. So congratulations to the Knicks for their last win of the season. Although you didn't make the playoffs, we still love you, babies. And let's go. All right, it is for us to touch on the next and final segment of our three-part Black People Wake Up series. I call it the Wake Up series because we have touched on different specific groups in the past three segments. Our last segment was about us black women, emasculating our black men by giving in to what white society wants from us, by becoming the super strong, newly birthed independent woman, which is actually eliminating the role of men, which shouldn't be. We are becoming to the point where our men are being cut up and chewed out and spit up by white America, telling them that they're not worth anything, they're nothing but people to be shot down and killed, that our children at 11 years old are really not children because we're animals of some sort. We're really adult mutants in little bodies that needs to be treated like adults and like garbage. We're not allowed to have a credit card and shop in Barney's. And then we have the women. They're women doing the same. And I made it clear in the last segment, and that applies tonight, that I don't want anybody who's out there willfully doing all these horrible things, like abandoning your babies, like cursing out your baby's mother, like calling black women out their name because they choose to enhance themselves with beauty treatments, like doing all these things on a daily basis, knowing better and still choosing to do that anyway, feeling that last week's segment or the last segment was covering you too. That applies to the real men that's out there, that's standing in the face of society spitting at them, of their loud baby mother, of the ex that's being vindictive, of everybody telling them that they're not a damn thing, and black women are out there helping them along too. And for those of you women who are not that, don't wear the shoes because they don't apply to you either. We are speaking specifically to those good men that are being shafted by an unfair child support order because they're doing what they can and their exes are being nasty. We're talking about those guys who have moved on with a new wife and is trying to respect their baby's mother by raising their children, but she can't take the fact that she lost and she's giving them hell and being vindictive. Well, tonight, fellas, it's the ladies' turn to be emulated, to be celebrated, to have the right to say that we deserve what everything that we put up with, go through, endure, and have to stand out with. That we deserve the right for our black men, the kings that we're actually looking to please, to step up and be just that. Kings who look at us like we're the queens that made them kings. To give us just an ounce back of the respect and dedication and loyalty that we continuously give you. To forgive us just a little bit as we forgive you continuously. Because until we get to that point, white supremacy will always have a mission, a way in, and a success story on our backs. Until we start saying that our women are not to be depicted in some BS reality shows that show us as loudmouths fighting in front of our kids, shopaholic gold diggers, that we will take anything anybody gives us and lay back and open our legs anyway. Until you black men step forth and don't star in these shows and start comparing your wives to some character that on a reality show designed to make us look bad, we are not going to move further. We are never going to get over this fight that we're consistently in. We're never going to be out from under the foot of them thinking that we don't belong anywhere but in a mutant zoo somewhere, ready to be whipped, chained, and used to the best of their ability. So let's get started. I want to bring up a couple of articles this evening because it's going to lend support to my message to you black men out there that white society, if you haven't gotten it already, they don't like you. They don't like you. They won't support you. They're trying to emulate you. If anything, the worst of our struggles, the deepest of your pain, the biggest horrors of your life is what they call media entertainment, a blockbuster film. They'll accept that from us. They'll emulate us as weaklings, as people that were broken down. And then at the end of it all, after we done cried, lost our babies, did whatever, they'll celebrate us as a little part of having overcome, and that's what they'll call it in the blockbuster hits. While they make money off of it, and not 1 ounce of that will go to that same slave movie or those people that they just made million megabucks off will go to reparations for that movie they just showed about our pay. So with that being said, and I see you calling, just hang with me. Black women have had to do it all. We've had to nurse our plantation owners' children while our own babies were taken away from us and either sold, slammed against the wall, or killed, or called all sorts of names. We've had to watch as our men, broke as hell, would take us, lie to us, take us, and whatever it is that we'll give them, make it to the other side of the Golden Gate fence, and then tell us that we're too loud, black, stupid, or unworthy of being at the success side of the gate. We have watched as all you have done is sit there many times, and like I said to those of you that don't apply to, put your hands down. We have been called self-hating dumbasses for wearing weaves of certain colors, not because, brothers, we don't want to be black, but because we want to know what the hell it's like to look like a blonde person without putting blonde in our hair and letting it grow out for weeks. We might want a long hair so that we don't have to wait for our haircut to grow out, our hair to grow if we don't have any. We don't want to wait 5 hours under some Jerry Curl hot perm to get a curly look when we can see what it looks like and take it out the next day and try something new. We don't want to wait to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning when we don't have to be to work till 11 just so that we can get our hair just right and straight when we can simply put something in it and put a ponytail and it's a wash and wear. And what gets us about you guys is that while you're busy ridiculing us in the Times Square Plaza or on media in front of your friends and into their faces or with your other girls, you put us down for doing it, and then you, as soon as you get big and iconic, will leave us flat to go deal with another culture person who just finished belting us in the weave store trying to get weave in their hair. And you'll beautify them while you call us horrible. Now, I'm going to talk to you women for just a little minute. For those of you who are out there knowing that all you're doing is giving your good ex baby mama drama, when you're not trying to raise his kids properly, when you're too busy trying to be your child's friend and be on the corner and gossip on social media and put your man down to you with your girlfriend and doing all these things and being vindictive because he found a new person and that's doing good by your kids and you have failed to do something you see in this person, put your hands down because I'm not defending you. It is that attitude that caused the good men of America to not want to trust a damn one of us. And to those of you black men that are out there causing that woman to be just that, put your hands down because I'm not defending you either. This is for the real men and the real women out there busting their asses on a daily basis to teach their children values, to respect the man that hurt them 1,000,006 times, but she had children with them and loved them once. Only to watch him not, if she's not enough, because that's what you tell us, fellas, when you can't look at the woman that birthed your children, that stood by you, that loved you when you were smelling after a basketball game, when you got bald and fat and your stomach got beer bellied up, when your testicle hairs got gray, when your belly started flopping over, she still loved you anyway, and you left her for another woman, telling her in her mind she wasn't good enough. Telling us black women that we can look beautiful, we're going all our way to make our men look at us with happiness and respect and love. And you're telling us, oh, be quiet with your horse here. Let's go over to the other side and go sit with some woman in a basketball wives golf concert. Oh, if push comes to shove, let's see, Raymond Felton. Push comes to shove, they're going to sell you out. Because at the end of the day, you're still black. Those of you that are out there making all this connections with the very thing that we people need, only to turn around and say, I'm here now, what do I worry about you? but I'll take your money, Jay-Z. I don't have a problem going out there and making spectacles of ourselves because the white man's money is paying for it. I just sat there and read a whole bunch of things about them putting Tyler Perry down for cross-dressing as Madea. Okay, yes, maybe Tyler Perry could change up his style a little bit in emulating the black man's power or the black community's power by not always showing Madea or something to that effect, but give the man credit for being brilliant enough to bring it to the front page, for making money off of it, actually trying to do something for blacks every so often. And for those of you that got a problem with it, forget all of that and take a look at the fact that while he's being ridiculed, so is Eddie Murphy. Meanwhile, they're over there emulating and giving Oscars to Tootsie. That's Dustin Hoffman's character. While they're trying to make a Mrs. Doubtfire too, which actually the two shouldn't even be in the way because one ended just fine. But Robin Williams was cross-dressing. Tom Hanks was cross-dressing. Bosom Buddies was cross-dressing. All of this was celebrated funny, considered the most lighthearted and refreshing comedies or movies of the year. Meanwhile, neither one of ours was saying that. We're getting ridiculed. Let's talk about Alden Smith. Did a stupid thing, went out there, said he had a bomb in his car. But guess what? If this had been Riley Cooper, they excused it as an illness to drink it. They would have excused the fact that Robert Downey Jr. then got drunk behind the wheel 15 to 18 times a month, nearly killing society. They throw him in rehab and celebrate him for coming out a reformed person. They cut DeSean Jackson from a team because he waved to his friends and they didn't like the symbol that came up and they called it gang affiliation. So they cut the man's career. Meanwhile, Michael Dunn is on the other side of the jailhouse bars talking about how not only was he the victim, but he should kill more blacks to teach us a lesson. And that's just considered newsworthy controversy. It's a juicy story. No one is showing outrage behind that thing. And guess what, Black America? You are out there not helping your own people. You're not emulating your baby's mothers, your wives, your queens. You're not sitting up there telling white corporations and the industry that we don't look like basketball wives, that now we're not really Chrissy from Love and Hip Hop. Then we're not loudmouth bad bitches and dumbasses on the Bad Girls Club. That's not who we are. Meanwhile, our black men are out there not only starring on these things to get his 50 minutes of fame and have yet another chance to put down a black woman, but he's busy at home when she gets on the nerve comparing her to one of these idiot reality show stars. How much have they conditioned you to continuously not only self-destruct, but destruct all that's precious and what makes life valuable? When is the black community being a community again, meaning something to all of you? When is Facebook activism or Twitter activism or Instagramming activism and not community activism enough? Not enough for you? This black woman will figure out how to make her baby's diapers last, feed your ass, help her ailing mother, help her neighbor sister, make sure that all of you look better than she does. Make sure if she's got to rock a pot of soup bowl, a soup spoon, and some flame and fire, you're going to have a gourmet meal tonight. She's going to make sure that if she has more than one kid and no money, that on Christmas Day, somehow, some way, you all are going to get a brand name Christmas. She's forgiven you for the many things you've said to her or not done, for the many promises you didn't keep, for all the lies you told her in trusting you that you were going to be by her side forever until somebody convinced you that she was too loud to be accepted. She stood by you when you were no longer smelling as good as you used to be or tight as you used to be. Meanwhile, you're telling her she's too fat, she's too sloppy, she's got stretch marks, her breasts are drooping. Meanwhile, she done breastfed all of your children, plus still satisfied you in bed. And when you fathered another kid, she accepted that child too. Meanwhile, you couldn't handle another man's kid. You forced us to be a community with your second wives and your baby mama drama. Meanwhile, you don't forgive us the one thing that goes wrong. If we should say something or do something out of a weak moment, we're not entitled to that. But you guys can force us to all play nice together. Polygamy is okay, but only for men to have many wives, not a woman to have many husbands. How do you know that maybe she doesn't need different sexual measures that you can't add up to it? But with all of that, we stood by your side, black men. We love us some black men. We wouldn't date outside our race because black men is this, the ultimate for us through all of your mess. There's a panelist in. I wanted them to get their donuts. Actually, there are two. Let's see what they feel. My question on the table tonight is, as it was on Wednesday for the men, what, fellas and ladies, do you think would make? What do you think it would make a difference to the black community, to our strength, to the difference in the way that we are going forward, our morale, if black men would emulate their black women in the light of regality that we were born into? Do you think it would make a difference in the way we treat you and in the way that we would all be seen by the public, even if they choose to continue to do so? Would we not be more of a banded together unit to fight against them and let them know you can say and do what you want, but that's not us? All right, bringing in our panelists for the evening. Welcome to the show, caller. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, great show. I'm listening to what you're saying, everything. Oh, that question and everything that you're saying is so, it's not complicated. It comes back to the basic. If we want to go back to what you're saying, to go back as black men respecting black women and black women respecting black men, we got to go back to the basic. And the basic is the first thing that you learn in life is take responsibility. I don't care, black men or black women, take responsibility for the choice you make in life. That's the basic.
Hello, Stanley.
Yes, hello.
Okay.
And if we don't have that as black men or black women, we're done. If we don't even have the basic, which is that, because I've heard you say that you expect us as black men to forgive you and to cherish you and to put you up and then say, I have no problem doing that to any black woman and everything. But I will not do that to a black woman who doesn't have the basic, which is taking responsibility for the choices and saying when she is wrong, not fighting us and debating us. When you are wrong as a black woman, say you're wrong. I did wrong. It was wrong for me to do this. It was wrong for me to call black men this. It was wrong for me to let myself go. If it was wrong for me to yell at my boyfriend, it was wrong for me to not, you're saying that a lot of black women supporting them doing the basketball thing and everything, but I'm sorry, some didn't.
Well, apparently you missed our last segment because we spoke about all that. But on the other hand, tonight's the black men are on the table. So now let's speak about
But the black men's on the table. But if we don't even have the basic of taking responsibility, accountability for what we do and having a debate of saying if a black man comes to you and say, you did wrong, and if a black woman doesn't say, yes, I did, we're done. We're done.
And if it doesn't happen right away, we're done.
Because if it doesn't happen, we're done. If we can't even go and humble ourselves and stop fighting, because we're fighting. We lost the respect between black men. There used to be a respect that we used to have between black men and black women. Black men listening to black women, and black women would listen to their black men. We don't have that anymore.
We don't have that anymore. Black men have long since lost their respect for the being the provider and leader that they were. Now, that comes from a lot. It comes from a lot of outsiders, and I do have two other panelists after you, so just hang on. Let me bring them in. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
How are everybody doing this evening?
This is
Orlando. Can you hear
Orlando.
Me?
Hi, hey. Yes,
hey, Orlando. Orlando from Minneapolis. All right.
Hi. You'll be on in just a minute, and I got to bring one more panelist in. I'm going to continue addressing the caller before you, and then you'll have the floor. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, Kate.
Oh.
Hey there, Darlene. All right, I need you guys to hang out just a minute. Stanley had a point to make. I'm addressing him. Orlando, you'll be next, okay?
Word.
All right. Stanley, black men have long since lost their interest or their ability to be leaders and to respect their women. Now, we've already spoken about how society and of course, white America's constant throwing the monkey wrench into the black man's conveyor belt is a big factor. But there comes a point in time when you have to make your own choices, and you've got to decide what about what's going on with you don't like, and you need to make a change. Is it going to be easy? Hell no. White America's not trying to let anything less than them be up there. But at the end of the day, you got children, you have a wife, and you got to make choices. Now,
yes,
black women are already on the hot seat for not doing their part, which is what we spoke about. We spoke about this at length for 2 straight hours on Tuesday. Today is the follow-up to that, where the men are on the hot seat. Now, it is a man's job to be a man at all times. And I'm going to tell you that it's a man's job. If a woman cannot accept or be humble right away, first of all, I can guarantee you that if he's been with that woman all of that time, she didn't just get that way. I can guarantee you there was something about her that already was a strong-headed or strong-willed person when he got with her, and that was okay then. All right? If he's going to stand there and say, I said to say sorry, she didn't goodbye. There's a two-way street in communication. That's the way it works. And if she's too stubborn at the moment, he needs to take a walk and cool off because it can get to something worse and bring him a notch further down from where he's supposed to be. At the end of the day, a couple that love each other, got respect for each other, will work it out. But one of the things you did say that makes a lot of more point goes back even further. It's not just the basis of men and women. It's the basis of what your children see in the household first. And what they see in the house, if you're living together, and what they see if the relationship went bad, how you guys deal with each other out away from each other in front of your children. No matter what you're done with at home, the whole point is where it starts to become a degradation to women is once the dispute that you have with that woman, you could call her the biggest crazy mouth ever. If you say you're done and you don't forgive, your job is not to go and spread rumors or spread that about her to the society or to the next person, because that is when it starts to bring down the respect factor and bring her down more. So my question to you is this. If black men were to start emulating black women, were to start defending them from media's depicting them as loudmouthed, gold-digging women, if we got to the basics and men would start to emulate these black women in there, would our society, our community, have a better shot or do better internally and have a better shot against against the outsiders?
I don't agree with what you're saying. You're saying if black men, we would take our cause and going to black to all the other people and say, no, our black men are not loudmouthed, are not doing this, are not doing that, they're respectable things, they're doing their respect. Fine, even if we did that, it would still come up to a black woman telling to all black women who are loudmouthed, who are not respectable, stop it. You are not doing what you need to do.
And what is that exactly?
Being what you just said.
Because the last
kind.
Time we
spoke. Wait. Being what you just said. Being kind. Being considerate. Being the black woman that you used to be when Martin Luther King calls about it. When Malcolm X talks about it. If it wasn't for you black women, we wouldn't be free. That's what you don't understand, black women. If it wasn't for you being strong and being nice and being considering and believing in us when we didn't believe that we would have the same equality against the white people. When we were coming out of the street every time trying to get that equality and trying to say, we are equal to you. And we would get beat up or put in prison. But it was you, the black women, who would stand up in front of us and say, you know, you're my man, I believe in you, and you could still make it. And go on.
Exactly.
That's your strength. And that's your
exactly.
strength. But black women, you're not doing that anymore.
And you forget
and if you're not,
why.
And if you,
You forget why, Stanley. And actually, I think you're pretty young, so you really wouldn't even know where it all started to go bad. But think really hard. We did all that, and what did we get for it? What did we get for it? And to those men that are out there that are not doing this, let me please say this again. Do not pick up this torch and do not walk in these shoes, because this is not applying to you. You're doing your job. You're doing what you have to do. This is applying to those that aren't. Okay? How many times do we have your children and watch you walk away to another woman, or especially to another race woman? How often do we stand there and take our resourcefulness, our strength, our ability to make things work when we have nothing and put it off on you? How often are we supposed to sacrifice and love you beyond yourself, forgive you and understand you and watch you still put us down and walk away, and we're still supposed to be okay when you come back?
And I agree with what you're saying, but there's no as much black women are doing that anymore. Because if there was a lot of black women doing that, you would get married like you used to, which was you getting married more than 70% before. Because all the stuff that you're saying, if you're telling me those black women, I'm telling you, where are they? Because I don't see them. And I could come with a lot of friends that could call you up and say and tell you, where are they? Because we don't see those black women that you're talking about.
There's five right on this panel tonight alone. There's five on the panel alone. Where do you live? Come outside of your yard and start looking past the people you see. And like I said, there's a lot of more grown-up people around you that have done it. There are people out there that, matter of fact, will raise their sons and daughters by themselves and still tell the kid to respect the father they never see.
I agree, but there's not as much as you think.
When you say, where are those black women, you are actually taken away from those people who are doing it, from those people who grew up, are still growing their sons and daughters. We've got a damn jerk right now who goes on YouTube saying that everything wrong with America is the black woman's fault. It's a black single mother's fault, for that matter. Now you tell me, why is it he's not putting it off on everyone else that's a part of it?
Because he's maybe thinking about something that's been never talked about for a long time. Because I'm when we live in a society that says a single black mother and everything is supposed to be respected, and we never talk about it, and we never say maybe something is wrong with that, that we have a lot of more single – we have 70% of single mothers, and that's not right. And we never ask the hard question of saying what it is. We put all the blame on the man. But we never put the responsibility on the woman and saying, why happened in this situation? I'm not talking all situation, but many situations, when you look at it objectively, you could say as a woman and not taking your emotion that you say, that was your responsibility. That was your fault that happened.
Well, you need to name that one, because I'm going to tell you something. First of all, the word single mother was on a man. Hello? It wasn't a mother that made herself single. It wasn't a mother who made herself a mother. It was a single mother was left by a father. So where does the question there go? Because every time you say those things, Stanley, you always bring up that part. The last time it was, abortion is on a woman. Childbirth is on a woman.
Well, until we have the same right as you, as any, as women, do we have the same right as you? We don't. Who's put more child support than it is? It's not us who does that. It's you. I very rarely see a father saying, I'm going to put my ex-wife or my ex-girlfriend on child support. Please, that doesn't happen.
You know
what?
Even if it's a good father busting his ass, you will never hear a good father busting his ass
saying, I'm going to put my ex-wife in child support.
Here's what I say. If she's out there partying and he's out there doing the job of a parent, she should be in child support. The fact that he chooses not to do it, who's that on?
The fact that he chooses not to do it, that tells you something about the character of a man compared to the character of a woman. Because the character of a woman...
It could merely be that he's too proud to go out there and tell somebody he needs help to take care of his kids, which is garbage. Because if he's working and still don't meet, and there's children that are growing, she's 50% responsible, just like he is. I don't hold any woman less accountable for doing what we would put men on the spot for. But tonight is about what when women are doing their jobs and then some. When we're taking care of our children and then the childish attitude of our men too. We do it all the time.
No, you don't do it all the time. Many women do it, but not all women do it. I'm sorry, it's not the truth. The stat goes against you. The fact goes against you. There's many things that goes against you, and women, you don't want to listen to it. We could bring brothers after brothers after brothers after brothers and telling you the truth, but you will not look at it objectively and saying, okay, let's look at 100 cases. I dare you to go get 100 cases of black women and black men and look at the case objectively. No feeling, no emotion, saying, I'm going to go neutral. And you would be shocked.
And let's see a black man do just what you said and see what he comes up with.
I would dare you to do that. If you bring me a case,
I will tell you right now. I'll bring you right now and bring it up. And I can guarantee you that for every brother you bring up, he's one of our front page losers that are sitting up there overshadowing the real men out there doing their job. I do need to go to our next panelist.
Go ahead.
Welcome to the show, Orlando. You're on the air.
Yes, how's everybody doing? It's Orlando from Minneapolis.
Welcome, Orlando.
Okay. I just want to point out, keep on the topic, so I looked at the title, and that's what drew me to the show. So for one, I'm going to say, for black men to wake up, first thing we have to do is start respecting one another. Because I see us on the street, we don't even speak. And when some of us do speak, we don't speak back, or we speak back with animosity. We have to start showing love to one another as black men. You know, and another thing is we don't say nothing to the youth.
Absolutely. Older
cat out there that embraces the youth. I'll sit with the youth in the back of the bus or train or wherever I'm going and, you know, mingle with the youth. And we don't do enough of that as black men. We have turned our back on the youth. I have taken that to a fight before because I was trying to start a nonprofit organization, and this older black man, not older, he was my age, he was a little bit older, and he said, man, what you doing all that for, man? Fuck these little niggas. Man, were you wasting your time? So, you know, we beefed up.
Absolutely, I've seen that too. And I think that that's the part where, like I said, we're speaking about how black women need to be emulated, but you know something, it's all about what repairs our state of brokenness. What does? You're right, it does start there, but before we could do that, we have to repair our relationship. It's the foundation of the family. From the family comes the neighbors, then the neighbors come the leaders, then the leaders come everybody else. You're absolutely right. If we can't respect each other, we don't know how to support each other.
Before the black man can embrace the black woman, he has to embrace himself, you know?
Exactly.
So we don't have love for yourself. You know, we as black men can talk about black women and hold them accountable all day, but they're not the ones outside shooting each other in the head. We are. So the point I'm making is once we start loving each other, what I mean that, I mean speaking to each other on the street, giving out change when you want to, you know, doing whatever, giving out a loan when you know you can give it out, and all the things that we don't do, doing different. You know, this is Black Man Wake Up. Wake Black Man Wake Up show. So, you know, I'm trying to get some tips to wake up. And another thing for brothers to do is to just say no. If you cannot make it to the appointment, call. Or when you're first presented with a situation, just say no.
Absolutely.
I want to put that vibration out there in the world. You can unmute my line. I'm going to chill out for a minute.
Absolutely.
Can I come back to what you're saying, Orlando?
Wait, I need to give my other panelists a chance to get their answers. Darlene?
Hello, panel. Hello, Katie. Oh, this is a hot topic. I love it. Getting to the young man that spoke right before Orlando. I need to say this, and this is my opinion, and we all have one. If you want to dig deep, and we can point fingers back and forth, we'll never get anywhere. The solution is the here and now. But being how you feel the need to go back to point fingers, kind of, sort of speak, to our black men, whom I love so dearly, right? Like, if you want to go way back, in a sense, if you think about it real hard, black women never at one time abandoned their children. The black man always was the one to walk away from the home and make other children and take care of other people's children before they took care of their own. I feel that our black men gave up. They were the first ones to give up their rights because they were being the person that they were supposed to be. And that was head of household. That was supposed to be the strong arm of the family. That was supposed to be the breadwinner of the family. And he walked away from it many of times. As I said, we can point fingers. We can point fingers back and forth and blah, blah, blah. But for me, if a man is really a man, true to himself, true to his heritage and what he believes in, like even if he had to walk away from a situation, you're not just walking away from the woman. You're still yet walking away from your child. And I've heard so many excuses and reasons and garbage why men don't take care of their kids. Oh, she makes it hard for me. Oh, she's hard to get along with. Oh, she's this. Oh, she's that. But and even if that was the case, if you was true to it, you would have set up a trust fund for that child. So when that child grows up and say, Daddy, why you walked away? Not only would you just say, well, you know what, me and your mom couldn't get along, but look what I did for you, son. Or look what I did for you, daughter. I didn't forget you. I didn't just walk away and turn my back never to look behind me. I remembered you. I thought of you every day of my life. And this is the proof and the pudding how I'm showing you the love and the gratitude that I have for the life that you have. So you know what? Stop with the excuses, men. It's bull. Because if you really want to take care of your children, if you can't get along with your baby mama or whatever reason you say or whatever excuse you have, you can always take care of that child from a distance. And when that child grows up and learns and finds out who you are, they can receive you with open arms because you have showed them love from a distance. You didn't stop.
Okay.
Absolutely. When there's child support involved, child support doesn't usually get involved until there's been a long-term neglect on the part of a parent, one parent or the other. So when a guy who knows he's deliberately walking around trying to sideswipe his responsibility is walking around now calling his woman a bitch because she done put him in court, because in his mind, no matter what he did to her, we owe them some long-term loyalty. So let him get himself together to go out there and mess around with whoever it is he wants to mess around with until he realizes who's the one. And even with that being said, what is the purpose? If you didn't get along with her, what now is the reason for you to go out to another race and then busy back talking on her?
Okay. I agree with your part that we shouldn't be talking behind that person's back and doing things like that. I do not agree that when you're saying that if you bring a child in this world, first of all, you have to understand, women, you have the right to basically say in your life, in this law, that you have birthright that we don't have. You have the right to basically say, I am a mother, and nobody can force you to be a mother. But as black men and as any human being, we as men, we could be forced to be fathers even if we don't want to. And that changes the whole complexity of things.
And with all that being said, Stanley, all that being said, the point was you did the deed that got to the point of the choice being made. Whether or not you agree.
It makes a total difference. Because if you're telling me that I am forced for something, I'm sorry, a lot of guys will basically look at you and look at the child and will
Take babies off the table. Take babies off the table. Take the babies off the table. Because that, I know, is a pet peeve of yours. I heard that from you on four different segments. So now let's talk about this. What then the hell is the excuse for a man to simply go after a woman and make a play to bring a girl who makes sure, first of all, she's interested. Even if she said no, 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 he did everything he could to bring out the charm, the best of gentlemanness, everything he could be to get in her pants.
Okay?
To get in her pants. What happens then? When then after that, after he got her and he put her in his little black book or did whatever it is that he wanted to do, now she's not good enough for him. Now she's a pain in the ass. Now she's a problem.
Okay, but what is the question?
To be that type of man?
Because the men are pursuer and men in the beginning just want to have sex with you. To be honest,
I'll give you a break.
It's the truth. It has nothing to do with growing up. We meet you. We don't know you.
You're right. Men are all about that. They're all about the sex. They're all about the this and that.
Yes, in the beginning, but at some point in time.
Whether you're a black or white man or whatever the case is, you have to choose to be a man. A man. Not a walking penis. Let me finish. Okay? Not a walking breeder. Let me get what I can. Let me show my sons that the way to manhood is to count how many women we got, not to teach our boys that you can't sit in the same room with a girl who has big breasts and not want to get that. Not all of that. Okay? Nothing to do with having babies or a girl that he got pregnant. Let's talk about just the way that he is in society, his mindset, his thoughts.
Okay.
And here's the other kicker. Here's the other kicker. A white man can do that, get away with it, and be celebrated. A black man doesn't have that luxury because if they're not trying to shoot him down simply for being guilty while walking while black. Okay? He's everything else. When white gay guys come out, they're celebrated for their bravery and their forthcomingness. When a black man comes out, it's something to talk about. It's something to blame his bad plays on the field on. It's something to blame the reason why he's been arrested. He's not emulated. He's considered, even by American Psychology Association's own report, that as a child, black people are not considered to be really innocent as children because they're kind of born as grown monkeys. So when you sit there, and then on top of all of that, you sit there, and then you say, I'm going to do this bad thing. I'm going to create a monster in this woman. Then I'm going to blame her for being a monster.
Wait. What monster did we create? We didn't create no monster. I think
men
should be more.
Yes, you did.
We didn't create any monster. When the man
talk about
you,
people accepting their truth?
We're not creating any monster. Wait.
What about you?
Wait.
What about men who are being told the same thing? What we feel that makes us upset? Why we are treating you the way we treat you? And then you turn around and go, oh, that's just you being on the rag. That's you being a PMS person.
Wait a minute. Let me come back to what you're saying. If a man sleeps with you, it takes both consentment to have that act. If you don't want to do it, we can't do it. And if we force ourselves to you, that's called rape. So we don't have any power in that. So I do not agree with your
Wait,
we don't have that power. We don't have no power. If I sleep with you and you don't want to, I'm done. I go to prison. I'm raped and things like that. And I don't think no man wants that. When we sleep with you and we decide as a man that we don't want to be with you, we have the right to do it. Like, you have the right, if you are with us and you decide on your own, by your own standard, whatever standard you have, that I don't want to be with this man, you have the right. Now, the problem that you have is that because we sleep with you and we don't want with you, you don't look at the big picture of going to that man and saying, man, why didn't you stay with that woman? And you never ask that question. Because if you did ask that question, and the guy would say, I'm not going to tell you. But if you would be humble and say, I want to really know and I want to listen to what you have to say, black man, he will come with a list of things that I didn't stay with this woman because of this. And whatever education, whatever right, whatever things he says, you should respect it because that's his life. That's not
and
yours.
And where do we respect from a man to a woman? One second, Darlene.
I just would like to say to him, hold on one second, Darlene.
Hold on.
Saying that,
Darlene,
yes?
Hold on a minute. Stanley, respect is both ways. You don't speak like women deserve respect for a man, or that a man has the exact same responsibility to owe respect to a woman. You speak as if once a black man speaks about what pisses him off about a woman, she needs to shut her mouth and listen. You say that often.
No, I say that. I'm coming back to what you just said, because you act like a victim when you say all those black men are doing bad things. They're not doing bad things. I would tell my son or any person who's a man that you go get what you want. And if a woman shows you that she's special, you treat her special. But until she shows you that, I'm sorry, you don't.
Maybe you don't be teaching your son that sex is not something you must have to have if it's not right. I mean, that will work. Maybe you should teach him that even
it will not work because there has been many men who's been with a woman. There are some women who doesn't like sex.
You less than men guys say that. Al-Tariq, you're up, sweetheart.
Go ahead.
Al-Tariq, yeah, welcome.
Oh, welcome. I almost did the way everything was going on. I thought it was just a show where you didn't have to call in. Okay. Well, what you saying about black men and stuff like that, that's what I was trying to get at. We have a lot of work to do. And just from listening to the panel, I see that we have a lot of work to do, you know, because we should be doing stuff that helps to elevate one another. You know, we are here to complement one another. And if we can't do that, if we can't get back to doing that, then we'll always be at odds with one another. Mm-hmm. You know, get past so much of what's going on wrong, because that's what I've been noticing a lot of, too. Even with someone who's doing right, we'll find a way to pick holes at them until we make them wrong in our own minds, even if they're doing right. And that's a big problem that I see that we have. You know, and how can we get over that? You know, if we always taking little shots at one another all the time, you know, what's the solutions we have to get past taking those shots at one another? Well, oh, she's not doing this right. He's not doing that right. Then how are we going to get something right if we're always not doing something right? We have to find solutions on how to get it right. You know, without all this bickering and, you know, going back and forth and all that type of stuff like that, that's never going to get it. You have to come up with solutions to answer problems. If there's no solutions to problems,
that's
muted.
The biggest strength to a black man is the black woman, which is what we spoke about on Tuesday. And when that failed, after society has already failed him, it's a disaster. It becomes what it is now. The biggest defense and strength for a black woman is her black man. And when we're doing all that we can do to go out there and please him and forgive him and stand by him, and like I said, this is not given any credence to those trifling women that are out there. Okay, mm-hmm. Them trifling females, because I'm not even going to say they're women. Real women and real men don't need to have shows like this.
Mm-hmm.
But for those that are out there doing their jobs, busting their ass on a daily basis to handle things in a way that still emulates us at the end of the day, that says to the world, we have our problems just like anybody else, but at the end of the day, we are in each other's corner. And black men say, you don't have the right to come into my world and depict, and the only time you'll accept a movie about us and make it a mainstream blockbuster is when it's about slavery or when it's about some black girl being degraded as a black whore by some white racist guy, or when this black guy who's been an upstanding actor and did the best of roles can only be a crooked cop in a black hood. When you could stop saying that it's okay for us, I got to get home and watch Basketball Wives. I got to go watch Love and Hip Hop. I got to go do this. Everything that makes the black community look like we're a bunch of nobodies, but people looking for a free ride, making babies, screwing whoever comes along, and getting earrings and coach bags. And then you guys are sitting up there dying for a guest star spot. to the or going home and telling your wife when she yells too much that, you know what, you're just like Chrissy and loving hip hop.
We got too much going up anyway. Too many people are into these. That's a big part of our problem right there too. Because this mass media, the children are into it. Easily. It's just people sit down at the table, hardly families hardly eat together. And work out problems. Somebody put something up today, and it was a great topic based on family. And they said, I put stuff on Facebook. He said, and I don't be trying to intimidate anyone, make anyone feel bad. He said, but I love family. And he said, we have our problems, but guess what? We're not putting them on Facebook. And that's a beautiful thing because you know what? A lot of people do. A lot of people bring their own family situations into social media. So what? Why aren't you trying to work out your problems? So
what are you looking for?
Your own problems in the home, how you going to work them out with somebody who you don't know, who you have to get to know?
Absolutely.
Home. So if you're
Absolutely.
Not grounded at home, how you going to reach out to a woman or a man that don't even know you?
Darlene brought up a very important point, and Darlene, I'm going to go back to you so you could say what you wanted to say, and then there's a panelist waiting to come in. Here is the thing. Stanley brought up that women need to step back and be objective and listen and then take without emotion, be objective about what's being said to us. On the other hand, you men know what choices that you're making. You know what you've done that caught up with you and you're trying to slide past it. When you got to go and be told about what something that's being said, why do you run? Why do you blame the woman for you making a choice you had the right to make? Why is it when the ball is in your court? And you drop it. You dropped it in your mind because I can't say I did it because I'm supposed to be the one that leads this whole thing. So you know what? I'm going to say it's because you had a big mouth. I'm not going to support my kid because you took me to court. I'm not going to support my child because I can't get along with you. If you wanted to take care of your child, the mother, would not have a damn thing to say. I know a man right now doesn't get along with his ex-wife at all and comes outside every day to mow the lawn in front of her house. And when his neighbors ask him, how the hell, why is he doing that because he looks stupid, he says, this isn't about her. My children live in that house, and if anything is wrong with this house, it's wrong for my children. And if their mother is stress-free, the kids will be happy. Because too many of you are walking around misconceiving what the hell manhood really means.
Manhood doesn't mean that we have to take the crap of a woman. Manhood
doesn't
mean
that. What's the crap of a woman?
That
she had
well, you just said it. You just said it. I'm sorry. I don't call that manhood if the guy is staying
That's
outside and accepting that a woman decides to disrespect him, to yell at him, to put him down and everything, and you're saying that as a man I should take it? No, you shouldn't.
I'm
not
saying as a
dog.
Man, if
you,
you're a man.
No, you shouldn't. I'm no
I'm
man.
You're a man.
Should
it not, would not
no
stop
man.
What you do for your children. So you,
I don't
you can
care if it, I don't care if it's your children. No man should accept being a lap dog for anybody. If,
okay,
if a
so
woman,
walk away
if
from
a
your
woman
kids
treats
a
man
dog?
Wrong, it's wrong. If a woman treats a man wrong,
please
it's wrong. If, look, if a woman, you make it sound that if a woman treats a man wrong, you don't want to say it's wrong.
And,
you and
what does
on
a
woman
do when a guy treats her wrong, Stanley?
It's wrong.
What
it's wrong,
do
too.
When he
it's wrong. It's
a
wrong.
A million times.
Well, she makes
because
the decision. She
that.
Makes the decision.
About you,
wait. She makes the decision as a woman to decide in herself, do I accept it or I don't? And if you
and
don't
so
accept
does a guy,
it,
right?
And if you don't accept
but a guy
it,
gets
you
to walk. A woman doesn't get to. A guy gets to say, guess what, baby? I don't got no money for no food today. A single mom has to find a way to make it happen regardless. You guys create the single mom situation, and then if anything doesn't go wrong because you didn't step up and do your part, then whatever goes wrong is on her. Neither do any of you, when she helped you make a good decision that worked, give her the credit for that. But you're the first one saying, oh, my son is gay because of single mother. My son went to jail because his mother didn't do something. Your job is to be the man.
Our job is to be the man, but our job is not to take anything that you said as
then
a mother. Your job as a mother is to be the best mom that you need to be. And I'm sorry, some women are not.
Some women are busting their ass and taking crap from a man, and there's a lot of men busting their ass for the same thing also.
But that doesn't apply to them either.
Did you not hear what I said?
And I agree with you.
Then fine. What you need to be saying on this panel is what exactly is it that the topic tonight can do for us. If black men were to emulate their black women, instead of calling them horsehair wearing weave forth, trying to be different, oh, you don't know what you are, oh, you're loud, or you're this, if they change that attitude and respected what they have gotten from real women in their life, would this be a fight against somebody with some real tools in our pocket?
No.
What was it you wanted to say?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Darlene?
Hello. Yes.
Go ahead.
I would just like to say that it appears that I can't speak for all men because I don't know all men, but it appears that a lot of men want that free pass because they want to be able to feel comfortable in their own skin when they have multiple relationships. That's not what we were put here for. So if you want to dig down, let's dig down to what was our purpose. We was here to make each other happy, create a family, raise some children, and keep life simple. But that's not what we're doing. We are complicated people. However, that does not erase the fact that you were not as a man, and I'm not a man, but I'm sure that was not your purpose, was to stick everything moving. Now, if you're this prideful man, this prideful black man that is concerned, just like a woman should be concerned about who enters her body, whose lips she kissed, what kind of life is she living? If you're this prideful man, and I hear you talk about this so many times, and I'm not going to take no mess from no woman, blah, blah, blah. But don't you think for 1 minute that if you took the time to find out this woman before you bedded her down, you would have known these things about her prior to.
But I'm telling you, as a man, that does not work. We're not built that way.
Yes,
I'm being honest.
Listen, we're trying to make a difference. We're trying to help each other to learn how to respect each other.
Okay.
You will be no help to us because you want to continue this free pass so this man can continuously be this dog with that society has allowed him to be, or he has tripped himself up to believe. You want to keep that going. You want to make excuses. That's not what y'all was made for.
No.
Y'all wasn't made to stick everything that was moving either.
Wait. First of all, we're not sticking everything that is moving. Second of all, it's men who approach women in general. Third of all, when a man is approaching you as a man and asking you to sleep with you, you make the final decision as a woman to decide to sleep with him. Fourth of all, when a woman and a man sleeps together and the man decides to walk out, you as a woman have to ask yourself, did I do what I needed to do? Because a lot of times women, it's not because we walked around because we just wanted to sleep with you. It's maybe because your attitude or the way you were acting was not attracting that man.
That is my lucky question. You really
let me have this one, baby girl. Let me have this one.
First of all, you talk about relationships or people as if it's just a 1-2-3 strategic move. You guys do this. You know, women, you find everything in your power to find the most promising, committing sounding thing to get into a girl who told you no a million times. So at the end of the day.
It's about...
Wait a minute. I'm not a whole man.
If you don't do that, you can't speak for other men then, can you?
I don't do that. I'm sorry. If you as a woman says no, and you keep on saying no, keep on saying no to that man. If you don't want to be with him and sleep
and
with him, don't.
And when he keeps coming in and keeps on saying everything about you I see is wrong, I want to help you with that. Everything you're going through, that's wrong for what the last person did to you. Oh, I've got your back. I'm not going to do anything wrong to you. You'll never hurt again. Oh, let's do this. Oh, it's not about that. Oh, listen, I'm a Jesus person, so sex is not my first thing. You guys
he's
are
lying.
Every day.
He's lying.
And
I'm sorry.
I'm being honest with you. You couldn't possibly be answering a point I haven't made yet.
Exactly. You can't speak for
okay?
every man.
You
every
couldn't possibly be responding to something I haven't made yet. You guys do everything in your power to step to outdo yourself when it comes down to getting to a girl that told you no. Now, when she finally starts to believe that that dog that's coming at her is a person with a heart, you're going to sit there and tell me that after you've done everything you can to wheedle your way in there, she still has the choice to say yes or no. Because now you done made her love you or you made her feel. Now that you've gotten what you want and you don't want anything, she should have gotten it. Now she's got an attitude. You need to grow up, Stanley, honestly.
You're giving me the example that a man basically fools you, tries to sleep
first
with you.
First of all, real men don't do that.
Okay, I'm
real
sorry,
men
any
don't
man,
do that.
Any
cannot,
man does that.
You,
I'm,
you
sorry.
Gotta hold on.
I'm sorry,
you gotta
I'm sorry.
Hold on. You gotta hold on because
go ahead,
there's three
go
other
ahead.
People here and life's going and time's going down. You've kind of taken over the panelists from them. Hold on a second. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Arlene. I got to bring in these other two people, and then you'll be first up, okay? Hang on.
No problem.
Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
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 Hi, we can hear you. Who is this?
Hello.
Hello.
You hear me?
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes.
Hey, this is Terrence Thompson from Atlanta. How you doing, panel?
Hey, Terrence. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
I'm
all
back.
Right, listen, you're going to be second up, and there's one more person,
okay?
Hold on.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Yes.
Yes.
Hi,
DJ. Good evening,
okay.
everybody, and blessings
good
to all
evening.
that are participating on the panel this evening.
All right.
How you doing, brother?
I've been listening in and
wow.
I don't know who this young man is or what age group that you're in, but I tell you one thing: keep on living, you will learn. You're supposed to the older you get, you're supposed to get wiser. Some of the things that have been coming out of your mouth are not very wise.
Okay, Deacon, I'm going to give you your shot in just a minute. Let me get Arlene in because she was first up and Terrence was before you. So, Arlene, let me hear what you have to say, darling.
Good evening, panel. First of all, I would like to commend Orlando and the other gentleman, a major part of the solution is acknowledging that there is a problem. And when you could be man enough to state that you know that there are issues to me, then you doing the man thing. Now, on the other hand, after you're born, after you realize you have a penis, after you go into the bathroom and realize that something comes out of your penis, after you wake up and you see you have an erection because you have to pee, and then you find out that you have an erection because there's feelings attached to it, and then you find out that there's something else that comes out of your penis that's attached to feelings, and then you find out that you're supposed to stick it in a hole to get the satisfaction. Now, after you finish sticking it in all those different holes, whether it's the sockets, the walls, somebody's ears, up somebody's nose, or whatever, at what point do you realize that that is not the sole purpose of your penis? You understand what I'm saying? And that comes with maturity, because I know men. I know men personally who are not about ejaculating, and that's it. So, Stanley, if you have that issue, then that is your personal decision. It's a personal decision how you run your life. It's a personal decision whether you want to stick it in every hole or whether you choose not to. Men are, I don't believe for one second that men, that is your composition. That is your mindset.
First of all,
excuse me. Accept it for what it is. That's how you think. And you still have some growth. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Can I come back to what she said?
No, until I finish. That's the bottom line. It's about respect. And it starts right here with what you're doing, cutting me off. So that shows me a lack of respect right here and right now. So let me check you, okay? Now,
if that's your personal opinion,
you cannot speak for every man, just like we can't speak for every woman, and that's what you're doing. So if you say, I want to screw everything, I am only about sex, I am only about this, that is acceptable. When you say we, you're not French, and you can't speak for everybody else. Because, again, I know some men who are mature enough and in control of their sexuality enough to know that that hole might not be good for you. You understand? And then you say, we have, it's our choice. The men don't have the decision when it comes to the babies. No, because we are the ones who have to deal with it for the 9 months. So, if a woman don't want to put her body through an abortion because you did not make sure that you had on a condom, nor did you make sure that she was using protection, and you just went in clean and free, then whatever comes out of it, that's for you to deal with. You understand? If you want a woman to be responsible, then you need to be responsible as well. Cover it up. Make sure she is protected, and then you're doing the mature thing. But you can't say that if you're going in there butt-ass naked. You cannot say that. It's on the woman. If you banging her with nothing on, that is somewhat your responsibility. I really don't like, yes, you can speak after, but I really don't like what I'm hearing from you. You sound like you're about 20 years old.
Yep.
Okay.
And still banging all the girls up and down the block. But my advice to you is cover it up. Then you don't have to worry about no baby mama drama, because if you don't cover it up, then you should expect baby mama drama. And until you grow up, that's what's going to happen.
Okay, I need to go to the next panel because we're kind of coming down. So, Terrence, you're up, baby, and welcome back.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Okay, I just want to come at it from a different angle, okay? Katie, everything you said in the monologue was spot on, and they need to listen. And I always felt this, women, one of the bottom of the totem pole, fellas, you got to understand that it's taking shots from every angle. So we as men, we got to uplift them as much as we can. But the angle I want to come at is women. I'm not downing with women, black women are the strongest creatures on the earth, and I feel that internally. So women have to start teaching one another. When you see a woman out here with Versace and Gucci and her kids got dollar store shirts on, y'all as women got to pull her ear.
Mm-hmm.
Every woman, one or two women can't do it. Every woman got to start this. The young girls are going wild.
Yeah, they are.
We are losing our kids, and it's up to us adults to get the mamas out the club and get them home and stop screwing men. Yes?
Yeah. I wanted to let you know that this segment tonight is from the angle of black men waking up, because we just had this segment about women not doing their part, especially
okay.
to each other and to you.
Okay.
So you're absolutely right.
I wanted to bring it around, but it's up to us as men. We're never going to cover up. I'm sorry. Men are 1, 2, 3 basic. We're never going to cover up. Never. You know what I'm saying? Never. Women are the strongest creatures on the earth. That's what my point is. If we get all the women together, the men will check up. We want to check up. I see a lot of young brothers with their kids now, a lot of them.
Yep.
You know, but the stereotype exists. We can't stop it. The money trend exists. The movies exist. We cannot stop it. We got to come neighborhood to neighborhood to neighborhood, and that's how we do it. We got to start back educating one another.
This is not my problem. My problem with the movies and the reality show is this. It's one thing for the media to do what they do best. They're going to look for a moneymaker. They're going to look for something that isn't the thing. And not for nothing, black folks are the shit to them. Use the language. Okay? Everything that they do to talk against us, they steal everything we have to monetize it for themselves. Every white artist that's coming out right now ain't coming out with white sounding music. They're hitting a hip-hop artist. They're doing a compilation with a reggae artist. They're doing something that's black. All right?
True.
My problem is this. When black men start allowing them to get caught up with the culture of Basketball Wives culture, hip-hop is the love in hip-hop, Flavor Flav, love of the game, all these types of things that emulate that all black women are loudmouth fighting creatures who take anything from a guy, have baby mama drama, will pick a girl before she talks to the guy, can't talk to her man, all she wants to do is walk around in heels she can't really handle, earrings that's too big for her earlobes. She want to be in the top and spend money she don't have. When men don't sit there and start, and then the men will go all out their way to get a guest spot on there, to be seen on TV, and then come home and take that same comparison and say, you just like Chrissy on here loving hip hop. That's exactly what happened to her too. See, this is the type of stuff I'm talking about. That's a choice that we make to say, either it's just entertainment and they're crazy, but this is what I know my world to be. Sisters, they really
Katie,
like that. That's TV. My
Katie,
question
you
to
that.
You is this, Terrence.
Yo.
If you're men, if you men, the same way I asked the question, if you women.
Yo.
All right, who's that acting
like?
Hey,
who is that in the background? Be respectful.
If there was a change in women respecting their men, hanging their heads a little bit to listen to what their man's saying, being that person they used to be when their man was down without a job, going, baby, forget what the outside said. You're strong. You're smart. You're capable. You can do this. That's what it used to be. That's what our people used to be. Okay? Now what I'm saying
you,
is,
baby.
I ask this question to the men. That the biggest support system, no matter what else goes wrong, after God for us, but for us people, is each other. And if the black man is out there getting told by white boys that all we want you for is to be broken down by whips, by bullets, by imprison, by physical parts being removed from you, by locking you up, so that by making you gay, by doing whatever it is, that takes away the prowess and the power that you were naturally born with as a black leader, the male of the household, as a person that emulated their family and treated their women like queens. If all of that, I said, from a woman's standpoint, was to go back to the black men, would black men even have a different strength about them and going to face these problems that once seemed like they couldn't get anything? Almost every man on my panel said yes. Now, I'm asking the same question to the to you men about us women. Do you think that you once had this strong woman that went through all of this with you, that was exactly what I just mentioned, and all of a sudden she just turned on you?
Yes.
She didn't turn on you. She had to become a single mother. And then, in turn, this birthed that horrible independent woman nonsense, meaning that she's not independent, just meaning that she knows how to handle it if her man goes down. But she's independent to the point where she don't need a man for nothing. That's the story that she's telling. All she needs him for is if she wants to bring him in bed and get herself off, or she wants to hang out with him. That's what she's been, what we spoke about in the last segment, that now this independent woman is further emasculating our men, further making them feel like they're not needed. They're nothing. So they might as well just go with the flow. If the men turned around and gave the woman back the same thing that back in those days they showed us and kept us right where we belong, at their side and under them, uplifting them, the same way they once did us, would we be different? Don't you think you'd get something back from us?
But you know, Stanley?
I think that right now, I don't even think you understand.
Let me finish. Let me tell you what's the difference between
Well, I wasn't done. So you're going to have to wait. This is my question. And actually, the question was first posed to Terrence because he's the latest coming in.
Go ahead.
So, Terrence, do you think so? Do you think if the same way we once used to be one thing for you, if whatever
yes,
it was
do.
That made us be, thank you. That's what I'm asking you. I didn't hear what you said too much. So
yes, I do.
You think that, and we would make a difference in the community. Not that we're
yes,
ever going to get over. We're not going to get over this big fight we have. But we could definitely put some more tools in our arsenal and start fighting back, getting back to what a piece of what we used to be. I'm going to pose that over to you. And Deacon, actually, let me give Deacon his shot. I'm sorry, Deacon. What are you feeling about the situation, hon?
Okay, first of all, let me say this. I've always said that today's society of black men, young black men especially, some of the ways they think, some of the way they act, some of the ways that they treat our black women today is a simple fact that somewhere in our age group, in our generation, we dropped the ball somewhere. And Stanley, you are a perfect example of just that.
True.
Because where
True.
We fail that, the way you young people think today as far as women, first of all, let me make this statement because I feel like it's very important. First of all, man was the very first person that God created and placed on this earth. Then he created woman because he felt that man needed a help. And when he created this woman, there was a sole purpose in it, because Adam wouldn't have to be alone. He could have somebody he could confide in. He could have somebody that he could show affection to. He could have somebody that he could feel like he would get full support from. And the situation that you have today, and from the comments that I've heard you make, it's just like Adam did, wanted to blame Eve for biting the apple. When, first of all, it's both their faults. Mainly his, because God placed him here first and he was supposed to be the leader of that woman.
Whoa,
now,
whoa.
First of all, the way today's society is and the way people treat women today, whoa. First of all, God made a woman from the side of a man. He didn't make the woman from behind the man. He didn't make the woman from in front of the man, but he made the woman from the side of the man. So in other words, we as men are supposed to show women all out respect. First of all, they are the key to life. They bring life into this world. So anything that you have a problem with a woman, it's because you have a problem with yourself.
Wow, Pastor, I can't believe you're going there. Okay, go ahead.
You can't believe I'm going there.
No, I can't believe you're going there.
Let me finish. See, that's what your problem is. You want to run your mouth, but you don't want to hear nothing. You don't want to hear something that may help you to grow.
But you don't want to hear the other side. I'm
not growing any. I don't know what, like I said, I don't know what age group that you're in, but I know you haven't been here that long.
Sir, Pastor, I've been there more than you think, and you don't want to hear the other side also because you just didn't agree. You just put down all black men, but just what you just said.
No.
Yes, you did, sir.
You know what?
You just did.
You know what?
Yes, you did.
You know what?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, sir.
He can allow him to expound on what he meant by
Because, Pastor, you just said, and I quote, I'm going back to you, if a woman does wrong, I am responsible as a black man for her doing wrong. And I am not responsible for a black woman doing wrong. I am not responsible for that. It would be the same thing as a black man. If I do wrong, a woman is not responsible for me doing wrong. That's called responsibility. That's called accountability. That's called the first law that you're supposed to learn as a man. And if you don't know that, Pastor, I am bigger than you.
Well,
what?
It seems to me...
Hold on, Deacon.
It seems to me that as much as you understand all of that, everything that you said goes back to you saying it falls on the woman. The blame is on the woman.
No, I didn't. I never said that. If you quote many things I said, when if a man does wrong,
I just said to you that everything you say seems to send a message back. Now, this is the problem, Stanley. You are not listening to anybody finish a statement, and you're defending the beginning. Now, everything that you said, even when we were on the last segment, when we spoke about who's responsible for safe sex, everybody knows that a woman has birth control, but a guy needs to put himself up, period. Even if it's not just for pregnancy, condoms need to be involved whether she's on the pill or not. That's not what you said.
No,
that's not what I said,
and I repeat what I said. I said that if a man still uses birth control and the woman, let's say, gets pregnant, who has the final say? And you know I was right when I said the final say always comes to the woman. Always.
You said
there's no say as a man. There's no say. If you get pregnant and as a man I tell you I am not ready to be a father, you as a woman has the total control to decide to bring a child in this world. But if the role is reversed, if you get pregnant and I tell you I want to be a father, I want to take care of this kid, and you decide as a woman to not do that, there's nothing as a man I could do. And that is the law. And that is the truth.
And going back to all of this,
you know what?
You said that women are the ones responsible for safe sex because they can get pregnant. That is what you said, and that was a direct quote. There are three other people trying to get in here, and four. I need to bring them in. So let me go with the last few minutes we have. Welcome to the show, Corey. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? This is Classy. Is everything good?
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. Okay.
What's up, man? Hey, don't forget, fellas, everybody and ladies, it's just a conversation. But I will check in Stanley on one point, in that even though we as males are not perfect, and I don't think any males on the planet are, and we should be doing better for women, I think that I hear Stanley say a lot, and, you know, it may come off differently, but I don't think that men are interested in being servants, blind slaves. And hearing what the pastor was saying, it's as if, just my take, that it's like, do unto them and expect nothing back. And with that type of mentality, that's not genuine to the Bible, the Quran, or any religion, because at the end of the day, we're supposed to be working together. But if we're only supposed to be blind servants, slaves to die for the whim of another human being, that's not genuine toward any type of solution or success.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, now if you thought that that's what I was trying to say, you got it wrong.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear anything that differed from that. I didn't hear
exactly.
anything
okay.
that was
all right. Exactly.
There is not much time left, and I need you to understand that it's one panelist at a time or two to each other. Now, allow him to expound because there's 14 minutes left and there's three other people still trying to get in. So go ahead, Deacon. What did you mean?
Say again?
Deacon, go ahead. Explain what you meant.
Okay, first of all, I'm not saying that we're putting blame more to one side than the other. That is not what I meant. And if that's the point that you got, I'm sorry for you getting that understanding. That is not what I was saying. You know, the point that I was making that you can't just possibly say or even think, man, that you could put all the blame on the woman. A man just has just as much responsibility to keep from bringing a child into this world just as a woman does. Just because she brings life into the world doesn't make her more responsible than the man. He has to take precautions on himself and accept the responsibility also. You can't put all that blame on a woman. Come on.
But Deacon,
can I make a point?
I have three other people that's coming in. I do want to explain something. On Tuesday, we had the whole thing was strictly about the weaknesses of the lack of a woman's support to a man by our fault. Today is about you guys. And once again, every time it's about that, it always seems like men come in and still find a way to blame it on the woman. What is it about you guys? You said it yourself, Stanley. Women need to be quiet, take emotion out of it, and be objective to listen. Same with you.
Yes,
I do need to go to our other panelists.
Can I make a quick point,
Go ahead,
Katie?
Classy.
Okay, we got to understand as men, it's more grown boys than it is real men. And,
yeah.
And it's way more followers than it is leaders.
Absolutely.
So us leaders got to start finding a way to take our communities back, man. I live
Absolutely.
Around nothing but Mexicans, man, and it makes me sick. They got businesses and districts and everything going on, man. And we ain't got nothing, man. We need to take our neighborhoods back, man.
Yes.
Person by person. It's not
yeah.
going to start with no money. It's no money. We got to grab each young man and start mentoring him somehow. We got to do something, man. We got to
yeah.
do
Well, we first need
if
to start by rebuilding
back,
what's lost
Katie.
With each other. And that's going to be the first thing that we need to do because nothing is going to go right from us to the outside if our inside backyard is a mess. That's for sure. I do need to bring these other panelists in and give them an opportunity. So hang on just a second. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air. Hello? Okay, I guess not. Welcome to the show.
Whenever you get a chance, let me say something. This is classy, but I'll wait.
Okay, welcome to the show, caller. You on the air? Hello? All right, and one final person. Welcome to the show, caller. You on the air?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, classy? What's up, Stan? It's your boy, Joe Necco. Hey.
Hey,
I
Joe.
I wanted to say, yeah, real quick, you know, While it's interesting that, you know, the pastor has a biblical view of the world, we live in a secular society that gives women quite a bit of power. And so you may have a biblical view, but that doesn't translate to the courtroom. And the courts have decided that women in this society have an inordinate amount of power in terms of bringing children into the society and managing the lives of those children. So even if you don't agree from a biblical standpoint, that's the reality of it, and that's the law.
But secular or not, sir, you people still have to make choices that make them good people or not good people. And that's
Absolutely.
Just the whole thing. This is, matter of fact, none of my segments ever is about biblical standpoints because it's not about
Thank
the
you.
Religious aspect or not. Deacon is a deacon, so he's going to bring in what it is that he knows.
Sure.
This is about people
Absolutely.
Making choices. Listen, we sat there, us women, about 2 days ago, and we brought up all that we do. We brought up everything we could change. You guys have not. Yes, women have power, but women don't have the power to inject themselves with sperm.
Okay? And the fact is, let's talk about this. So what?
Actually,
we have the power to decide whether the baby's come or not. If you wanted to be involved with your kid's life, you would stop making excuses. If you wanted to respect your girl, you wouldn't be cheating on her. If you wanted to get out there and say, I don't want to be in a relationship, but I want to have sex, if you guys sat there and said that, I can guarantee you y'all wouldn't get the play you're looking for. But if you guys, not me.
I agree with you on this.
Okay, now, what I'm saying is, tonight's segment is this. You guys have turned your back on us black women. All right? We got to the point that we are because what we once loved about you, your guys took away. The same way we were up on our heels, giving back what we knew we were doing wrong with you, and I definitely got on my people with it. You guys step up to the plate. You guys have left us single mothers. You guys are the first ones to ridicule everything we think is good about ourselves to please you while you turn around and celebrate another race for doing exactly what you make fun of us for doing. You guys forget that it was Shaniqua that was sitting in the bed, splitting a twin bed, splitting a sandwich, giving you stuff when you were trying to go do basketball or be a business person, and she was loud then. She had an attitude then. You took her sandwiches, her money, her love, her massages, whatever. You let her have your babies in the whole night. And as soon as, while she was cheerleading you, you got to the other side of the success gate, she was no longer worthy. Now it's Marianne.
Hold on.
I've been waiting.
Obviously, it's not you guys in the panel that this refers to. So when I'm speaking about this, this is the part of the things that I'm saying is wrong. And should we get back to that? And would that be something that if you guys gave us back a little bit of what was there in the beginning and stopped letting people on the outside mess us up as a black race, would we even be able to give you something you're looking for?
No,
that's my
it's
question.
Not. I don't agree with you.
Okay, and Stanley, you said no 8 times, so keep it moving and let the panelists speak. You've already said no. We got your point. Next.
Yeah, but Classy, because I want to hear what you had to say. I know.
Go ahead,
Classy. Let me just say
no.
Real quick.
You said no. It's not going to work.
I never said it. I never said it's not going to work. I think it's your responsibility as a woman. Let me just finish my point, and I'll shut up. It's your responsibility as a woman, if you are kind and everything, to be that person, and that's it. You don't need a man or anybody to tell you to be who you need to be. If you need to be kind, be kind.
But yet you guys need somebody to blame when you make messes. All the time. I have pre-broadcast discussions before I have the show, and the amount of stuff that I hear coming out of men's mouths. You guys will never give women credit for a decision gone good, but you will blame her for a decision.
I'm about to do a little male bashing, so you guys don't take offense. This is a solution, okay? First, here's the beautiful thing about black males and couples that people do not state. Black Enterprise did a very good study where they found that 83% of all black males making over $100,000 are married to black women. This is irrefutable. It is not nothing else superior. Census.gov shows that 38% to 42% of all black males who filed marriage certificates filed them with black women. This is irrefutable. So now here go the bashing on the men. Per the host request, this is really what needs to be said for us since we all brothers on here. We tend to have this thing now to where we feel powerless, voting-wise and economic. We actually really pay too much attention to what women do and don't do. If brothers brought back brotherhood like they had in the 70s, where Joe will sit up here and say to Stan, hey, they're hiring over here. They're doing this, hey, give me your resume, I'll get you in. A lot of these problems and our concerns would go away. Jewish people do this all the time. Pakistanis do it all the time. If the people in the church, I'm about to get on church people. If the people in the church would bring back male programs and not make the entire church a woman-only program system, when you go to most church, they don't have anything for the guys, nothing to edify the guys, no counseling scenarios unless you're going straight to that pastor. Everything is for the ladies group, ladies group, ladies group.
I agree.
I do need to refute that for one little minute, Classy, and I'm sorry. Most of the time it's because no, first of all, I agree with you about the churches, honey. I think, first of all, I'm going to go a step back. I think they need to open the damn doors back up again and stay off the TV. To be tell you honest to God truth, the community beacon in the church is almost no longer. But for those that are open, the reason why it's been mostly women programs is because women are showing up. Men don't want to bother with church.
I will say this, having been working behind the scenes of two mega churches, even though mega is not a good example.
Daughter, I understand.
Mega is not a good example. Women have a tendency behind those power structures to shoot down anything masculine. I've sat in two meetings before where every time I came out with an idea to bring people together, that ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. To the point I got in one meeting and said, well, I'm going to be quiet. You guys tell me what will work because you've been on the board for 4 years and nothing has grown. So I will say that.
That was the wrong people to be with. And by the way, if you're so interested in doing something that way, inbox me.
But I'm going to bow down and let somebody else speak.
Well, I was going to say, Classy, that's because we were in the wrong areas. And if you are so interested in making something happen now, despite the garbage, inbox me because I definitely am looking for people who are not just about the talk or the Facebook activism. I'm definitely against that. Okay, for sure. But I also would like people to keep it real. The same way I believe that no matter who you are or what you are or whatever, everybody has accountability. Everybody's entitled and obligated to meet up to all rules of everything. If you're a mother, you be a mother. If you're a father, you be a father. If you're a woman that committed a crime, you go to jail. If you are a man, if you're a woman that hit a man and hurt him, you should be asked press charges. The fact that men want to go another way or society doesn't want to believe that women can do it, that's a whole different story. But tonight is about our re-empowering our community. And one of the problems is our relationships. We spoke about how women became the new independent race now. We don't need men unless it's to screw or to get this or that or do whatever. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. There's two different views and angles and viewpoints that come from a man and a woman for the same situation. Boys get raised differently because mothers have one thing and fathers do it another way. The whole point is that we are supposed to be gelling together, not putting each other down.
I agree.
And now there's 2 minutes left, and I have to say goodnight, and I want to thank all of you for coming in. And I kind of need, let me get everybody's name, because at the end of the day, I say thank you to my panelists. I don't want to forget anybody. So I have Classy. I have Stanley. I have Al Tariq. Baby, you still there?
Yeah.
Al Tariq.
Pastor.
I have the Adam Deacon. Arlene and Darlene. Who am I missing here? Orlando,
we're here.
Orlando, you there?
Missing Terrence.
Thank you very much. Terrence, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all the people who called in. Who did I miss?
Nobody.
Probably.
Did I miss anyone?
No. Probably me, but that's okay.
Who's me?
Stanley.
Yeah. Pastor, I just want to ask a question.
Classy. Classy? Okay, he was there. Stanley, you're there, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Al Tariq?
Yep.
All right, we had Deacon Arlene, Darlene?
Yes.
Terrence? And there was another gentleman that called in. What's your name, hon?
Joe Nickel.
Okay, I can't hear you. Can you spell it?
Joe Neckbone.
Okay. All right, nice. All right, well, thank you all for coming, and we will be back here tomorrow with a very special broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, the Saturday showcase is going to be preempted because tomorrow night, private first class, Lavenia Johnson's father will be here to follow up on the petition for Lavenia Johnson. For those of you who don't remember, she was a private army officer who was killed after only being 6 weeks in Iraq. was raped and killed, and they tried to rule it a suicide. So he will be here tomorrow to speak with us, and so will LaQuay. So everybody, please join us tomorrow night at 7 p.m. and listen in and share your thoughts. So until then, be blessed, be a blessing, make a difference, and thank you all for showing up tonight.
Good night, panel.
On the Edge, we'll talk about real issues.